Devils Productions presents The Great Deep.
Hello and welcome to episode number 16 of The Great Deep. My name is Ryan Calder, your host for the show, and this podcast runs parallel to the music of The Great Deep album. For those who don't know, this Great Deep podcast series is basically an extension or further exploration of what the songs and some of the themes in the songs are about. Well, the world has changed substantially in mere days. And here in South Africa and other countries around the world, we are sitting in lockdown. And that basically means stay at home, which is an attempt to curb the spread of the global pandemic of COVID-19. It really is an unprecedented time in the world and is also an amazing time to be alive. But I'll get to that later. Well, I must just tell you that at the end of last year, my brother and I sat down to plan and schedule blogs and podcasts for the first half of 2020. And would you believe that the episode scheduled for today, from 3 months ago, is called Home? I kid you not. I find it both hysterical and amazing that this was the scheduled podcast to the very day that many nations around the world, and specifically South Africa, are locked down for the first day at home. So it's based off a song from The Great Deep, and it explores a couple of things, but more about that in a minute. At this moment in time, everyone is uncertain. We are trying to rethink things. We're looking at ways of doing things differently by communicating socially and working from home. And it's been a terrible time for music and hospitality industry and many other industries. I mean, I've had shows cancelled and many things are up in the air financially. But I will say this, that I am convinced that this global season that we are in is no accident, and while it might be unprecedented on a human level, I'm certain that it's no surprise to the Creator. And this whole thing strikes down to the core of what this Great Deep podcast series is about. So I've asked a couple of people their thoughts about what staying at home is going to mean for them during the next few weeks, and here's what they had to say.
Just spending time with family, playing with the dogs, getting those housework jobs that need to happen done.
So for me, that's going to mean taking my business online, which is something I've wanted to do for a long time. I run a dance and fitness studio. And so it's going to mean filming and editing videos and posting them on YouTube for people to enjoy while they're at home.
If it weren't for the huge amount of work that lies ahead in the next few days, I would say that the next 21 days would be devastating. And when the work runs out, I'm probably going to get to know my landlord a whole lot better.
Part of me, the anxious part of me that struggles with anxiety, is really stressed about 21 days and where it's going to lead and what it's going to lead to for myself, for my business, for my staff. But I also know that I have to spend time laying all that down and living in peace, knowing that I'm not in control and only God's in control of this. And the other part of me is very excited about the 21 days because I actually get to be home and sort of on forced rest, and I get to spend it with my girls who really bring the biggest happiness to my life. So yeah, it's like really, really happy and really, really anxious.
Well, thanks to everyone who responded, and we've also had some responses on social media, and I'm sure that you would have seen on your own social media feed there are people coming up with all sorts of creative ways of keeping children occupied and DIY chores and things at home. There is just so much shifting and changing in our world at the moment, and I am both encouraged and find myself acutely aware of the noise in cyberspace and also the quietness. And so I did post a little while ago just to say, have a look through your contact list, have a look through your social media feed, and who have you not seen in a while or heard from? And maybe it's worth just messaging them and giving them a note of encouragement. Well, in this podcast, we're going to talk about the idea of home. And as usual, there's a blog post and my thoughts around this idea of home and what it means. So I'll include that in the show notes. I'll go back to something I said earlier and ask the question, why is it an amazing time to be alive? I mean, surely this global pandemic with the coronavirus and COVID-19 is crippling and horrific on so many levels. At the moment, it looks as though things are going to get much worse before they get better. So who would want to go through all of this? And how is that an amazing time to be alive? Well, those who are familiar with this podcast will know that the underlying thread in the blogs and the subjects of these podcasts has been pretty definitive about the need to slow down and not be so distracted, and about the need for meaningful relationships. And globally, this is now a forced reality with many lockdowns in many countries to try and flatten the curve. And well, I mean, if you don't know what that means by now, then your high school geometry teacher is most probably chuckling away. For me, there is one big question, and that is your soul at home? And these are the ideas in the song called Home.
I'm coming home, yes, I'm coming home. This love finds me on my knees. I never knew you were all I'd need. Now you are all I have. There's little left and all else that I have is gone.
So here it is, broken down.
The music.
Years ago, I bought my first electric guitar and was enjoying the simple sounds of it. At the time, Tammy and I were living out in the countryside in a little one-bedroom cottage. And on some afternoons, I would sit in my bedroom and just play out basic patterns and sing what was on my mind at the time. I remember the chorus line just spontaneously happened one day while I was playing my electric, and so I recorded it as a voice note on my phone, and it was later that we added more ideas and instrumentation to the song.
The lyrics. The lyrics.
Timothy Keller wrote a book called Prodigal God, and this song was based off a conversation I had with our sound engineer Brent Quinton back when we were recording On the Edge in 2010. In essence, there are two characters in the story. The first verse is all about the prodigal son who runs away and squanders his inheritance. And the second verse is about the older brother who is equally lost in not understanding what it means to be home, and his sense of entitlement obscures the fact that all he needs is at home already. And as I say in the blog, I think that both these tendencies lie in all of us at various points in our lives. The point at which we come home spiritually is the point at which we surrender. And that is what the chorus line of the song is all about.
Nugget of wisdom.
Well, I've been reading John Ortberg's book called Soul Keeping. And in it, he talks about the soul's need for a center. He writes this. On an overcast day in Florida in the winter of 2013, a man whose family had lived in the same home for generations suddenly lost his life when a sinkhole opened up beneath the home's foundation, causing the floor to collapse and simply swallow up the house. Experts say that in parts of Florida, the limestone that lies beneath the earth's surface is slowly being dissolved by acidic rainwater. When enough rock is eaten away, the void simply collapses under the weight of what an inadequate foundation can no longer support. Gordon MacDonald once wrote that in a sense, we have two worlds to manage, an outer world of career and possessions and social networks, and an inner world that is more spiritual in nature, where values are selected and character is formed, a place where worship and confession and humility can be practiced. Because our outer worlds are visible and measurable and expandable, they are easier to deal with. They demand our attention. The result is that our private world is often cheated, neglected, because it does not shout quite so loudly. It can be effectively ignored for large periods of time before it gives way to a sinkhole-like cave-in. The New Testament book of James uses a fascinating word to describe the condition in James 4 verse 8. It's often translated double-minded, but the Greek word is dipsuchos. We might think of it as double-souled or split-souled or uncentered soul. Here are a few of the indicators when a soul lacks a center. A soul without a center finds its identity in externals. The psalmist says that the person who can live in God's presence is the one who has not lifted their soul up to an idol. That's in Psalm 24. When my soul is not centered in God, I define myself by my accomplishments, or my physical appearance, or my title, or my important friends. When I lose these, I lose my identity. On the other hand, the soul comes alive when it is centered on God. Psalm 143, verse 8. Let the morning bring me word of your unfailing love, for to you I lift up my soul. When we reach out to God, we are lifting our souls up to be nurtured and healed. A soul centered in God always knows it has a heavenly Father who will hold its pain, its fear, its anxiety. Well, while we're talking about internal matters and strength of character and eternal things, this episode's movie quote comes from a classic ancient adventure.
This episode's movie quote. episodes, movies, quits.
Quote. Okay, try it again.
This episode, movies, quote.
The film Gladiator has many great quotes in it, but this one taps into some of the fundamental themes of this podcast, and it's the speech that Maximus gives in the first battle scene, and we pick up from there.
Atlas! 3 weeks from now, I will be harvesting my crops. Imagine where you will be. And it will be so. Hold the line. Stay with me. You find yourself alone, riding in green fields with the sun on your face. Do not be troubled. For you are in Elysium. And you're already dead. Brothers, what we do in life echoes in eternity.
Well, I trust that you are all keeping safe at home, and I would just like to say that in these uncertain times, I am so grateful for our leadership in this country, and we as a family are praying for them. We love this nation. It is full of incredible people, resilient people, and people who come together when times are tough. And so, Mzansi, let's fight this thing as only we can. Stay home, stay safe, keep connected with each other. That's it for this edition of the podcast. Thanks to all our contributors and to you for listening in. And as usual, we'd love to connect with you, so please connect with us. And for more insights on the band of this project, we recommend you go straight to the source, ryancolder.co.za, where you can find all the details. Until next time, keep pondering the deep things of the soul, and keep pondering the great deep.